Welcome to Cardiology Today. Today's date is November 14th, 2025. Here are the latest research findings. Article number 1. Deferring arterial catheterization in critically ill patients with shock. This multicenter open-label non-inferiority trial investigated whether non-invasive blood pressure monitoring via an automated brachial cuff is an effective alternative to early arterial catheterization for critically ill patients in shock. Patients admitted to an intensive care unit with shock were randomized to receive either an arterial catheter within 4 hours or to be monitored non-invasively. The study's objective was to determine if deferring invasive monitoring is non-inferior to immediate arterial catheterization. This research establishes a rigorous comparison to potentially guide future management strategies for blood pressure monitoring in this vulnerable population. Article number 2. Sacubitril valsartan for the prevention of anthracycline cardiotoxicity in patients with elevated cardiac troponin, 1 concentration during chemotherapy, a double-blind randomized placebo-controlled clinical trial, the SARA trial. The SARA trial, a randomized double-blind placebo-controlled study, investigated the efficacy of sacubitril valsartan in preventing anthracycline-induced cardiotoxicity. This trial enrolled 114 patients who developed elevated cardiac troponin 1 concentrations during anthracycline chemotherapy. The primary objective was to determine if this angiotensin receptor neprilysin inhibitor could reduce cardiotoxicity in this high-risk population. This research aimed to translate experimental evidence of cardioprotective properties into a clinical benefit for patients undergoing critical cancer treatment. Article number 3. Sudden cardiac death in newly diagnosed non-ischemic or ischemic cardiomyopathy assessed with a wearable cardioverter defibrillator, the German nationwide SCD PROTECT study. The German nationwide SCD-PROTECT study aimed to evaluate the risk of sudden cardiac arrest due to ventricular tachycardia or ventricular fibrillation in patients with newly diagnosed non-ischemic cardiomyopathy or ischemic cardiomyopathy. This study utilized wearable cardioverter defibrillators in all eligible patients across Germany to assess these events during the critical early phase of guideline-recommended medical therapy initiation and uptitration. The research directly addressed the increased sudden cardiac death risk in this vulnerable population by providing real-world data on event rates observed with temporary defibrillator use. Article number 4. Kidney function trajectories before and after hospitalization for heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. This study examined kidney function trajectories before and after a heart failure-related event, defined as heart failure hospitalization or heart failure death, in patients with heart failure with reduced ejection fraction. Researchers utilized individual patient data from the EPHASIS and EMPHASIS H. F clinical trials, alongside the real-world Barcelona cohort, to analyze longitudinal changes in estimated glomerular filtration rate. The primary objective was to clarify the associations between these kidney function changes and subsequent heart failure-related events. This comprehensive approach establishes a framework for better understanding the prognostic impact of kidney function dynamics in this patient group. Article number 5. Exploring postmortem practices for cardiac device interrogation in the UK. This study explored postmortem practices for cardiac device interrogation in the United Kingdom, addressing the difficulty in ascertaining the cause of sudden death in patients with cardiac implantable electronic devices. The research aimed to determine the frequency of postmortem device interrogation and how the derived information is recorded and utilized by clinical teams and coroners. By evaluating the current capacity and usage of this diagnostic tool, the study establishes a baseline understanding of a critical process. This investigation could inform future guidelines to optimize the use of cardiac implantable electronic devices in clarifying causes of death. You can find the links to the articles in the episode description or visit our website at podcast.explainheart.com for more details. Thank you for listening to Cardiology Today.